The new league season in Czech football gets underway after the summer break this weekend, and the very first game of the 2010-2011 season could well take place in front of half-empty stands on Friday evening. Bohemians 1905 are hosting Slavia Prague, but both clubs' fans are organising a boycott of the game to protest the fact that they are now sharing the modern Eden Stadium. It was built for Slavia, but it is now also Bohemians' home ground, after they were forced to leave their traditional stadium about a kilometre away. Sarah Borovka reports.
In May, the management of Prague's Bohemians 1905 club signed a 5-year ground-sharing contract with the owners of the modern Eden Stadium, home of local rivals Slavia. Bohemians fans are still mourning what looks like the irreversible loss of their beloved Jolíček Stadium. The old-style ground in Prague's Vyšovice district was closed down due to a state of bad repair when the season ended. Slavia fans, too, are not amused by the fact that they will soon be sharing their team's home. And so fans of both clubs have teamed up and organized a boycott of the season's first derby between the clubs on Friday evening. They are to meet in front of Eden Stadium prior to the match. From there, they will march together to Jolíček, Bohemians' home for almost 80 years. Filip Šabek, a diehard Bohemians fan, says he will be attending the game rather than the boycott.
Finally, with my friends, we decided that we will go to support our team, our players, because it's not their fault that they have to play in Eden. And, for example, we have our song, you know, which we sing during the matches, which is like that Bohemians will be forever and we will be with them everywhere. And everywhere it means also in Eden, which all of us we hate, you know, and of course prefer to play in Jolíček.
Some fans believe that the actual reason behind the closing of the old Bohemian Stadium is the real estate value of the ground it is on, and that its main stockholder, the CTY Group, plans to build apartments there in the future. This big business angle is the reason many Bohemians fans are planning to boycott games at Eden, though they continue to support their team and have started collecting funds to cover the renovation and save Jolíček. David Young is one of them.
For me, it just feels a little bit, having supported football in England for so long and seeing it taken over by big business. And I see the same thing happening here. So it kind of feels like big business is pushing the little guy around. And I don't feel like being abused like that.
For now, it looks like the future of Jolíček is uncertain, to say the least. Earlier this week, in an interview with Mladáfront.net, Bohemians 1905 president Lukáš Přibyl said that negotiations between the club and the CTY group on the future of the stadium had come to a standstill during the summer months.
That report was by Sarah Borovka.